Munaikai certified and empowerment teacher, who is holding space to bring awareness with other like-minded souls as we raise the vibration collectively for humanity. With awareness, inspiration, love, compassion, and healing. Now, your host of Transcend with Debbie, Debbie Romero.
Welcome on Transcend with Debbie. Today I have my girl Nancy Martella in the house. She serves as a spiritual evidential medium, a spiritual trance and Reiki energy healer, intuitive card reader. She is honored to work together with spirit to offer love, healing to those who have endured loss of a loved one so that they know love is eternal. Her experiences in spiritual awakening through her own losses have encouraged her to share her abilities and teach others how to connect. I could feel that, Nancy, when you wrote this, and to be a service to spirit and for those that have battled loss. What have you learned in your journey of holding space for others?
Wow, yeah. Hi, thank you, Debbie. You know, I have learned so much. It's been quite a journey, and definitely feel like we all need to really embrace that the love doesn't just go away when our loved ones pass over. And, you know, I found so much comfort in knowing that. And I think that I've always known that, you know, even when I was very young, I would tell my parents that, oh, you know, the angels came to visit me tonight, and I would literally feel like somebody sitting on my bed, and my parents would say, oh, no, that's crazy. No. And so I always felt like, you know, I had that knowing, and I kind of, it went dormant for a while, but I always felt something. I always had this openness, and I feel like over time I kind of suppressed it a little bit, you know, but I feel like when in 2014, when my mother passed away, the world just exploded. Not only in the sense of, oh my gosh, you know, I just lost my best friend. Like, what just happened? Mm-hmm. And so I immediately asked my mom, because I've always been open to the mediumship world, and I worked for a medium, gosh, for, you know, 4 or 5 years. And so I was very in tune with all of it, but I always considered myself in the role of just an admin. So when my mom died, I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even get to say goodbye to you. I didn't even get to hug you. All of a sudden, all these things started happening to me. Like, visual things were happening. There was an energy movement on my bedroom wall. It was the only wall in my house that had textured paint. And that wall, I have goosebumps, that wall turned into, I haven't really shared this with many people, but it's pretty phenomenal. The wall turned into what my mom looked like when she passed, the very peaceful look on her face. And she had two angels with their wings spread out, like kissing and reaching up to her. That remained in my room. And I knew it was for me. My son could make it out a little bit too, but I knew it was for me. And I want to say the very first night that my mom passed away, when I said, I didn't even get to say goodbye to you, This hug came over me, and I knew it was her, but I embraced, and then I kind of pushed away to see like who was hugging me. And I just woke up with a big smile on my face. So like, I just want to share that with the world. Like, they do not go away.
Right. They really don't. And gosh, Nancy, you just given me a vision of many different layers of your experience of what you've gone through as a child. And first, my condolences on the loss of your mom. And I know she's super proud of you doing this and the work you're doing in honor of spirit. And I heard familia. So it's the familia is happy for you, you know, so the family. And to one first to overcome to see angels as a child you know, spirit and how they present themselves to you. And you worked through that. And then you had the experience of your loss of your mom and your best friend, as you say, the gift that she's given you that continues to be impressed within your home, within your room, with the visuals of that awakening to say, Nancy, I'm here, mija, or I'm here. And you being already sensitive, that's the gift that you already can fill into because you're awakened in that way. Not everybody could feel that or have that understanding of when those things happen, when we have the visits or when we have made a connection.
Yes.
That is truly a gift that they're giving you.
Very honored.
And you are like the gift that keeps on giving because now you're holding space to let others feel into what those essence of energies feel like.
Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that part of yourself.
It's pretty exciting. Like when we have those experiences and we have that knowing, it's almost like you want to stand on top of a mountain and just scream it out to everyone because you want them to feel that healing and that love that you just got to experience. But I have to remember, and I always try to remember, that everyone's on their own path. Everyone's on their own journey. And it's all a timing thing. And, you know, interestingly enough, you know, my sister recently lost her husband, and mm-hmm. she was not open to any of this. Mm-hmm. And when her husband died, some of the blinders, some of the openness started kind of peeling away, because there's that longing that you are faced with the fact that you just lost somebody and you don't want to believe that they're gone. So that's mm-hmm. also a reminder to me when I'm working in this capacity that not everybody is at that place where they want to, experience or entertain that or embrace it or be open to it.
Right. A lot of times they're not ready and their belief system is different. And grief is very difficult to go through. And when you're loving and missing someone so deeply physically in a way that you could touch them on a physical level and see them, as you talked about that hug you want to give to mom, there's now a journey within where you start to have to start taking care of yourself and nourishing yourself, because now those hugs are going to come to you in different forms, and it's of inspiration to start saying, you know what, mija, let's take care of you. Let's get you to a place of comfort, balance, and harmony. Yes. And so everyone is going to grieve differently and feel differently. But, you know, today Spirit said to me, Debbie, let's talk to Nancy and talk to her about, you know, taking care of thyself, that self-love, that self-care, and the beauty within and without, to continue to do your spiritual work. And it's a process to listen to those nudges to say, okay, you got to go to the doctor, or you got to go take care of this, or this isn't working. And I think it's important to remind our listeners, those are messages too. And that's love. Mm-hmm.
100%.
So when you get, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, I'm like everyone else, you know, grief and loss really weighed on me. I went through all of the cycles, you know, I lost a sister, I lost a mother, I lost a father, I lost a stepmother, I lost a stepfather within like a period of like between 3 and 5 years. And, you know, I'm no different than anyone else. You know, I'm not going to say, even though I knew they were with me still, I'm not going to say that I was, you know, okay, everything was great. I went through severe depression. I went through a lot of hurting, a lot of pain, really a lot of fighting myself, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda, what should I have done different? Where, you know, when you have a moment and you try to be still, you know that you did everything that you could have done, and they're not blaming you. You shouldn't blame yourself, but I did not take care of myself. And when you don't take care of yourself, your body is talking to you. Right. Your body has signals. Your cells are screaming at you that something is going on. I ignored them. I didn't listen. I was just not even really in body. I almost think that I carried on out of body, did what I knew I had to do every day. I had to go to a job. I had to do my work, but I never felt present. I didn't feel grounded. And, you know, one by one, you know, I got a diabetes reading. I had really extremely high blood pressure. I had high cholesterol. My stomach was always, always hurting me. And, you know, I stored all that grief, the loss, the hardship, you know, down in that, you know, the sacral chakra area, the solar plexus. And I wasn't doing anything to heal it. I really was not. And, you know, I'm still not going to say it's not a battle today, but I think I finally got tired of being tired and accepting that this was as good as it was going to get, that I was just going to get used to not feeling well.
Oh my gosh, Nancy, those are words I have used. You come to terms when you become over and over sickness. There's some personal well-being things that I went through when it came to connective tissue and fibro and personal things with our body, right? It's very, it's like you go, you get the treatment, you get the care, and then you finally get to that place of grief and you just get to the acceptance. Well, this is my new normal. Maybe I won't participate in that, and maybe I won't do that. And, you know, last night, and not the last night, but within the year, and spirit has been really coming in to help many with the physical well-being right now. It's a big push for collectively that I have been holding space for others collectively to get that download of healing physically. And it is, there are those moments where we are changing. And we are able to change those illnesses and move them in a positive direction. But when we're in the grief of it, sometimes it doesn't feel like it. And so I too sat in grief, and I too allowed it to build up in my body. And I've allowed the disease, or, you know, those illnesses of energies to build up. And a lot of times the journey within, not because of grief or of loss, but sometimes it's just because we want better. You know, we want to be better. We want to feel healthy. We want to be strong. We want to understand our soul is diving depths and depths of energies of trying to process what is the best way to seek balance, to bring the harmony. And God bless your spirit of losing 9 family members. And you know, one alone is difficult, your best friend, your mother, but now your father and your sister and others that you have had to hold space for, the different experiences that your body can only hold on to so much. You know, it all in the brain can only handle and process so much. I remember telling a student one time, you know how they say the heart shatters? Have you heard that term? Her heart is shattered. I heard the term, her brain shattered. That's a new one for me. And Spirit was saying,
wow, Spirit, I can Spirit, relate.
Spirit gave me that term one day when it was like my brain just could no longer take any more grief. Our bodies responded. Maybe it was a way that I would understand it. You know, our brain could only hold on to so much information, so much loss, so much tragedy or so much trauma. It protects us. So it takes great bravery to say, I want to change this.
Face it head on. Yeah.
Right. And it sounds like you're doing that from your changes.
I will say this though, too, you know, definitely, you know, obviously do it for yourself, but, you know, I also had an awareness that, you know, I wasn't my best self. I wasn't bringing my best self to, you know, my family, my kid, my husband. I wasn't bringing my best self. And I don't think I was thinking of them because I was so cocooned in my own grief and my own sadness. And that was also a good push for me to want to do better for me, because I'm going to be a better version of me for them.
Right.
And I will tell you, they're the biggest supporters of everything I do in my life. And they're so happy that I'm feeling better. I'm excited about things.
Right.
So it's nice.
It's very important to have a team to support you. It's so important to have those support, because a lot of times when people finally start to make that change, because they lost everything, including the support. Because illness of grief, I call it an illness. I have a friend who is a doctor who was talking and doing a podcast, and she's this ER doctor, and she was Dr. K is what her name was. And she talked about detoxing the soul. And she says that in the coding, they were diagnosing unforgiveness and grief as an illness. And I couldn't believe when I heard her say that. But look how many of us have went through it, but we can't put words to it. We know we're hurting, but yeah, so let me correct that. We could put words to it, but to fully really understand it, where did the root cause stem from, and how do we bring it back to that loving harmony, a harmonious place? And so the journey within, because of whether it's a loss of a loved one in spirit, a loss of something very personal, or even illnesses, there is that inspiration of hope that better days can come. And you said it right. We do cocoon ourselves, and we do lose days and time as we sit in those moments of heartache. But congratulations to you, Nancy, that you've come out of those times of loss. And there is I want to use the word miracle with you. There is a miracle unfolding. And I get emotional saying that for you.
Thank you.
I could feel into that miracle of you living again.
Yeah.
And to have life be brought back to you through breath, you know?
Yeah.
That's a real gift that you gave yourself, and that spirit held you to come out of that.
That's right. And you know where that miracle comes from? It's from letting go of some of the fear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That fear to say, okay, I need help. Or that fear to say, I'm physically going to get myself better. So when we're getting those nudges to surrender. You know, people think this spiritual journey is just only going to spirit for the healing. But doctors are healers. Friends are healers. You know, conversing, talking, family, conversation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. Just somebody lending an ear and listening to you is a form of healing.
That's right. And I can feel into your essence of your journey. And so it makes me emotionally proud of you, of where you are today. And I know that that's not an easy journey to take.
No, and it is ongoing, but I definitely feel like I'm coming out of the other side, and I'm excited. I'm excited for my life. And,
yes.
You know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, being your own advocate, you know, being your own cheerleader, you know, wanting to have happiness and joy in your life. Because, you know, it's one thing to have ailments. And granted, there are some ailments that maybe we're not going to be able to fully recover from. But it's our mindset. It's our spirit. It's how we approach it is what we can work on.
Right. So what steps would you tell someone who may be sitting in your position that you once were? What can you suggest that one do to come out of that grief?
Oh, you know, listen to yourself, like listen to your body, you know, meditate, spend time in nature, like just, I hate to say this because it sounds odd, but be still. Be still and don't have all that noise and what you have to do and what you have to get done, because we ignore things when we're not listening. And I feel like the norm is, if you're not busy and there's not all this stuff going on in your life, then you are not productive. But where we fail ourselves is that we put in all of that busy stuff and we forget about ourselves. We forget what our needs are. We forget if we're sad. We forget if we're unhappy and what steps that we can take to make that better. Even if that means maybe you have a fear of going to the dentist, by all means, face that fear. Go get that cleaning. Feel proud of what you just did. And, you know, again, I think a lot of it is cleaning out your closet, but cleaning out your headspace.
Yes, decluttering the mind. We believe that the mind is how we can connect to spirit, and we are also spirit. And so to break down the tower of a mind, for me to say the brain has been shattered, that'll give you an example of, ooh, I had to rebuild my thinking and connecting and feelings and all of those things, right? So starting over, where you live, look at the energy of your home. How can you bring, how can you simplify things? How can other people step in to help you where you can't help yourself? And give yourself grace. You know, yes, go to the dentist or get a checkup, see where your vitamin levels are. Allow yourself to see why maybe it could be even other things playing in a factor. You know, if your body's, you know, how many times have you, I know for me, I was in a really deep loss and your spirit's laying there. Spirit's reminding me of this and I'm laying in bed and I kept telling myself, get up, you got to do things. But I never got up. I just laid there and I was in it. You know, and the body's talking to you.
And that's okay to do that sometimes, but just don't live there. It's okay to have that time. Right.
And so your body's, your soul is talking to you. So when you say be still and you let your soul talk to you and let it give you that playlist of what to do for the day, start to really attune to your higher self, to yourself. What do I need today? What do I need physically, mentally, emotionally and spiritually,
and towards that. Yeah.
Right. And find a great team that can hold space, right? Yeah. Like, and then do something that makes you happy that you hadn't had a chance to do. And what was your favorite thing that you did with your mom and that brought you joy that you can do now without, you know, with a memory of her by your side?
Well, we did love to go to Vegas. We did love to gamble. we really loved dressing up. I mean, obviously, you know, I get all of that from my mom. You know, even to go to the grocery store, we got all of our jewels on and our hair up and the whole bit. But shopping, you know, going to casinos, going to nice restaurants, hotels, just really enjoying life together and laughing and having a couple of drinks from time to time. But those are my fondest memories of my mom. And as a family, we would do a lot of family trips.
And so did you like say, you know, mom, I'm having this martini for you and I'm here and I'm going to sit here and think of you and I'm hearing
that
those
was
things.
Your favorite drink. I knew that. <During martini. laughs>
So she's just like, every extra time you hear. So, you know, we're always driven by the spirit. You know, this work is very spirit led. And she giggles as I say that, as the machines go, ching, 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 you know? Right. So I feel like she goes, oh man, and I hit the lotto when I hit the lotto.
That's right.
I mean, if I may, I'm just going to give you a little message if you don't mind, Nancy. She's just coming in with a little rabbit foot for good luck for you to hold on to. So I thought she was a woman that had all the lucky charms with her and her little keychains and her purse. And she'd be like, okay, and rub it before she played. So there's a little bonus that comes in when two mediums come together for a talk.
Oh, I love that. That's so accurate. Oh my gosh.
So for her to come in this way.
I carry this around a lot too.
Oh, the heart, the salinite. I love it because it's your rubbing. It's like, good luck. And yeah. I know, like, that is a beautiful thing. My mother loved ice cream from McDonald's. So it's like every time I see an ice cream, I think of her. I'll have an ice cream, or, you know, she loved to have a drink here and there. And that I can't do to the extent that she did. But I had one little drink in her honor, a little sip of something to remind me of her, just the music and prayer. You know, like I include her in my prayers. So if you believe in prayer, I say pray. If you believe in meditating, meditate. Welcome them, include them, let them walk that journey of healing with you. I'll never forget it. Like you said, you know, your mother came in this spectacular way with all the colors and the energies. And you know, for me, it was and you're a trance healer too. So, you know, when you get such a beautiful blend, when spirit comes close to you, you're just in awe of the energies of when they come in. And I was going in the car, and I wasn't the driver. I was in the passenger seat. And as my mother's energy is very clearly in my car because I drove her everywhere. So the impressions are everywhere there, you know. So I sat there, and I could literally feel her jaw blend with my jaw. And I was like, and I could see her jacket and what she would wear. And I could feel into all of her essence. And I sat in such a surreal, like, oh my God, my mother's here. And I looked and I said, oh, she's here. And you know, you hold on to that. Yeah. You know, you hold on to those moments. And obviously this interview has got me very emotional because I could understand where you're at. And so that's a gift, you know, for you and I to be able to feel our mothers in such a deep, profound way.
Yes.
I say to those that are trying to get that. And I say those that are not as awakened as we are, you can get there. Ask them to show you a bird, a hummingbird, or a butterfly, or a song that's going to bring you those happy moments. Include them, dance with them, and watch a movie that was like I Love Lucy or something that's fun and exciting, you know, that's going to make you giggle so that it changes. Yes.
Oh my gosh, if I can get that, anybody can. Absolutely. Because I know if I could.
Yeah, if you can't get out of bed, like put a good laughing movie on, you know. You can't clean the house today. That's okay. Call in the spirit gods to help clean up the house. Like send me someone to clean. This is where you get the maid to help, or you get the family members, call the kids and then call in the, you know, the extras. But those are things that will actually, those things do make a difference when someone steps in to change the energies for you. Move, throwing things away, cleaning out the house, getting rid of furniture, things that are moving the energy out, right? Those are steps. And like the beauty, you know, to start taking care of yourself. You know, cut your hair, get it done, get that favorite lip gloss.
Debbie, when my mom passed, this year was 10 years. It literally took me 10 years for all of the things that I ended up having of hers. It literally took me 10 years to say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and let some of this go. I'm going to hold on to just what I'm drawn to hold on. But it literally took me 10 years to donate, to let it go. And I was at a place where I could do that because I no longer needed just the stuff to feel connected.
Because you have her. You can connect to her.
Right.
That's what I would say. I would always say there's no greater gift than the gift that I can have. Smelling her lotion or feeling her essence. Seeing her or hearing her as Deborah, you know, she's calling me by my name, or jumping into the different readings that, you know, I sit and I receive the messages. And so she has very well made her presence for me. And, you know, and it's always about inspiring us to keep going. And so we also have to advocate ourselves to keep going. To be our cheerleader also. Yes, spirit is cheering us on, but what can we do to cheer ourselves on to take those initiatives to create the movement of change?
Yes. And you know, I feel like you're a lot like me, where we know that we can't impress anything upon anyone, but I almost, and maybe this is our empathic side, but I almost, when I know somebody is grieving or feeling the tremendous loss, like, I just want to make it better for them. I want them to, even if it's just a little drop of knowing or hope that, like, they don't just vanish, they don't just go away, they're still with us, even though we can't have them in the physical form. I just want to give them a little something to brighten up their day, but that's not necessarily in our ability to make all of that happen, right?
Right.
As much as we would like to, and why we do some of these things, because it's healing, it's help, it's love, it's all of that.
Right.
So that's my little battle. Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely a transformation.
Yeah.
And when there's such deep grief, was because there was such deep love.
Yeah.
The spirit is reminding me right now, for the listeners that listen to this, to welcome the love back in. As much as we pushed away people, or we've pushed away the different situations or scenarios that we separated ourselves to, go into that hermit mode to care for the way we needed it to deal with it, right? I say we because I dealt with my own grief. And, you know, I kind of said, just let me sit here. Let me be here. Give me a minute. And if I want to watch a video and cry over and over again, I'm going to watch a video and cry over and over again. Like, you're going to do what feels right for you.
There's like no you wrong.
Right. And as you said this, you know, but just don't stay there. And that's a hard one. How do you come out of that grief? Because the should-haves, the could-haves, the would-haves. And you said it yourself. I wasn't there. I missed it. There's a lot of those deep feelings. But I know I love it when Spirit says, but remember you helped put my lipstick on when I couldn't do it for myself? So she's telling me that. Do you remember you did that? And do you remember putting lotion on my hands, on my body, you know, to make sure my skin was nice and moist? And so these things that we do to take care of our loved ones, making of their favorite dish or singing happy birthday to them, those are moments that they remember, not the moments that, you know, that you miss. And so if we can remind ourselves, I was there, I was part of the experience, I did what I could, and I surrendered what I can. There's your word again, Nancy, surrendering what you're holding on to that you think that is left you, not think, but that has left you in grief. And so your mother stepping in, reminding you of the lipstick and making sure she smelled good and making sure she felt good. And these are things that when we do readings, our loved ones, for the loved ones of our sitters, they come in to say, thank you for taking care of me. Remember you did this, or you made this phone call, or you did that. And so
loving me. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think when I pause with that, you're telling people to listen, to be still, to have grace, to listen to the inner voice, to nudge you to your journey back to wellness, and to feel good. You know, this beauty is not only inside, I'm outside, but it's also inside, how we feel, how our organs are responding, our energy of vitality, right? That physical endurance.
Yes. And, you know, I feel like spirit's kind of coming through for me right now, but I feel like I'm all supposed to share that, you know, and this may not be for everybody, but I have seen a lot of transformation by people who actually go to some type of grief counseling, where they're actually around other people that are experiencing the same exact thing. Because, and I'm sure you've heard this before, you know, when somebody passes, everybody gathers, and then everything's over and they're alone.
Yes.
And I know for my sister, you know, I've heard her express many times, like, where are all my friends? Where have they gone? And I say to her, you know, the only thing that I can say about that is some people don't know what to do, what to say to you. And sometimes it's easier to not be in the presence because they want to fit you They want to make you feel better, and they just don't know how.
Right.
And being around other people who have the same, going through the same exact thing. I'll tell you something. My sister's been in grief counseling, and she has a whole new slew of friends. She's laughed, smiles again. She's energetic. She's looking, she's excited about life again. Transformation. Again, you don't forget, loss doesn't go away, but that you got to get up and still breathe every day. You're meant to keep going.
Yes. And I love that you mentioned that. And I agree with you on counseling. I went to counseling with after the passing of my mother, but I also went and found a great support group with the spiritualists, the church. I would go from one event to the next event. I stopped teaching. I stopped teaching my personal students. And I went in and I took time for myself to receive, to be filled back up. And because there are great people like yourself that show up every day for community and spirit, I was given the gift to be able to sit in the power with others and spirit to help refill me up in the way that I couldn't do for myself. And so I want to, I'm sorry?
In the way that you needed. Yes.
Right, right. And so we're going to all find it, whether it's through hiking. What is your passion? Is it kayaking, going in the ocean or going in the water, going into that sand, that nature, like really giving yourself to be creative and paint? I was doing spirit art. I had just lost my mother. And I'm drawing spirit art and I'm following and doing readings. And I had no idea I was going to do spirit art. I was like, are you kidding me right now? Like, color healing, ribbon healing, wax healing. My spirit was being filled and prepped and primed and ready to be this new individual of what they believed and knew that it was within me. And so there is beauty in taking time to heal. There is beauty and grace when you start to understand thyself of who we've become, even with the lessons and the losses. So, Nancy, I appreciate you sharing a bit of your deep personal self story and journey with me here on Transcend with Debbie. What kind of collective message would you like to leave the world today?
You know, I feel very strongly about, you know, releasing fear, allowing, you know, I'm a really firm believer that I feel like fear gets in our way and it could block some of the miracles and some of the amazing things into your life, because I feel like we are the, we get in our own way and we don't want to do that. Like, allow and put the message out to the universe as though what you're asking for has already happened. And, you know, I'll put notes in my phone and I'll write something like it's already happened. And sure enough, it happens.
Yes. So
we really just need to release and let go and just allow. And I promise you, you will feel the miracles come in. And I feel a lot of tingles with that. I feel a lot of energy flowing, because I feel like a lot of us feel, and I don't like to use this word, I really don't, but I don't have a replacement for it. I feel like a lot of us feel very stuck. And even like you said, if it means going for hikes, doing something different than you don't normally do, like what do I like to do? I like to do this. I work full time. This is my hobby. This is my joy. This is what makes me happy. You know, I don't necessarily like to go sweat and run. I like to, you know, do this and help. And I feel like the message today is do what feels good for you.
Yes.
Do what
Thank
feels
you,
good for you and go do it.
Yeah.
Don't wait. What are you waiting for? Go do it.
Have fun. Get your body going. There was a beautiful healer that they're having me acknowledge right now that I went to. Her name was Lita. She was one of my shamanic healers. She had sticky notes everywhere. And I do that. I'll put a sticky note of affirmations and words of like, you know, you got this, girl, go, you know, find your joy, or, you know, let's bring in the happiness, or even angel numbers. I would put all over my house when I was awakening. You know, we get so excited to say this is, yeah. So find something that's going to create movement. Find something that's going to change your story and rewrite, get that vision board, that vision to change, to be uplifted, but also give yourself grace and gentleness. So thank you, Nancy, for your beautiful message. Where can people find you, friend? What are you doing in the world? Tell us how we can book Nancy for a reading.
Thank you. I actually don't have a website up. I'm really just kind of breaking through and really embracing and not letting fear stop me any longer. So really my website, or excuse me, my email is the best way to contact me, which is nmuratella@gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook under Medium Nancy Muratella. And just a little side note to that, I changed my name on Facebook, not for anyone else, to prove to myself that, yes, you are a medium. Yes, you can do this. That was all for me.
That's right.
I wasn't trying to prove anything other than to me.
That's right. Congratulations, my little Nancy Muratella, evidential medium, spiritualist medium, spiritual trance healer, tarot, intuitive card reader. Oh my gosh, the list goes on. It is truly an honor to have you on here. And I cannot wait to watch your journey flourish. Thank you, my friend.
So much. Thank you.
Thank you.